From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The Atlantic hurricane season starts Saturday, which means you're probably hearing a lot of begging, including from us right now, to get your hurricane emergency plan in order and stock up on water, canned food, and other supplies, and not wait until the last minute. But a lot of people in South Florida can't afford to do that. People like Eugene Johnson. He was living in an affordable housing complex in Miami when we interviewed him 3 days before Hurricane Irma made landfall in 2017.
I'm on fixed income. This hit me out of the blue because, you know, I had to pay my rent, my light bill and stuff like that. I went to the store and, you know, got me a couple loaf of bread and brought me some batteries for my flashlight. And that was all I can afford.
Before Irma, a group of nonprofits and community activists got together to try to find ways to help low-income South Floridians prepare for storms. So we thought we'd check in with one of them to find out about their progress. We're here with Nancy Mateer, Climate Justice Program Manager for the New Florida Majority. The organization advocates for impoverished communities. Nancy, it's been a little less than 2 years since Hurricane Irma, and in that time you've held workshops throughout Broward and Miami-Dade to create emergency plans for low-income neighborhoods. What came out of those meetings?
So after these workshops, we were able to make our CEOCs more sustainable, so that is Community Emergency Operations Centers, and from that stemmed our community hubs. So our CEOCs function as a command center where we hold all of our supplies, food, grills, ice makers, etc., and all of the hubs that are created in these vulnerable communities go to the COCs and allocate these resources, and they're able to distribute what those items of need are.
Free of charge?
Free of charge.
And it is, once again, Community Emergency Operation
Centers.
With these hubs, where is the funding coming from?
So this is actually from a hurricane relief fund that came out of Hurricane Irma. This is coming from the help of the community. People are just giving because they can.
So it's donation-based and not public money?
Not public money.
A lot of hurricane preparation means being able to transport huge amounts of supplies. If you have a car, SUV, or truck, that's fairly easy. But people who use public transportation or mainly bike or walk, they can't do that. So what's being done to help people who don't own a vehicle or don't have the credit card to call Uber or Lyft?
So these are why these community hubs in the COCs is so important. The community hubs are supposed to be in walking distance. They're supposed to be in your neighborhood so you don't actually have to leave if you can't leave your home. Now, when it comes to public transportation, we need to have a larger conversation, and we need to include Miami-Dade government. We need to include Broward government to ensure that our public transportation systems are reliable, they're sustainable, and that they can really ensure that these communities have access to them if they would like to evacuate. So again, that's a more of a government standpoint, and we should have a conversation with community and government and see how we can fill in that gap.
We've been speaking with Nancy Mateer, Climate Program Manager for the New Florida Majority. If you need help creating your hurricane emergency plan, a good place to start would be our website, WLRN.org. We've listed several resources you can use to start your hurricane preparation. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.